So today's Luke's account of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, "Blessed are ye," and then all of the things that he says. What strikes me about the Sermon on the Mount is the fact that Jesus is using basically the law of the opposites, saying, look, do the opposite of what it feels like you should do. If someone smacks you on the face, don't haul off and smack them back or try to blacken their eye. Turn the other cheek. Break that anger. Break what is between the two of you by doing the opposite of what you think you should do. If somebody hates you, return love for that hate. Love will conquer that hate. If somebody curses you, pray for them. Pray for the ones that mistreat you. If somebody steals your coat, rather than going after them as a thief, give them your shirt. Do the opposite. It breaks the hold. And then Jesus goes on to say, look, you've got to do the opposite. I mean, if you love those who love you, that's no big deal. Everyone does that. If you're good to the ones who are good to you, that's no big deal. Everybody does that. What sets you apart? What's powerful? What overcomes the evil of the moment is an opposite reaction. That's a pretty powerful principle there. And to be honest, I've never thought about it in those terms. I've thought, okay, this is the way that the kingdom works, and this is how we are to conduct ourselves. What I hadn't realized until today is that Jesus is giving us the keys to overcome these situations. This is how we bring the kingdom. We trump with the opposite reaction what we are invited into. Somebody smacks you in the face, all right, just as an example, and your face is stinging. Usually what rises up in a person is anger, bitterness, and the will to strike back for justice, to even the score, or to one up the other. Jesus is saying, no, diffuse that whole thing. Bring my kingdom. Turn the other cheek. Well, to turn the other cheek is a far more powerful response than being lured into the fight. I mean, man, think about this at work. Think about this in your marriage. Think about this in your family. Jesus is giving us keys to the kingdom here. This is one of the ways that we bring the kingdom, by reversing the power of the wrong against us. I work in audio, as you know. I mix lots of records. I record lots of records. I've done this for a very long time. And in sound, there's a thing called phase. And if you flip a sound 180 degrees upon itself, that's called out of phase. And what it does is it cancels itself out. So when you flip a sound completely out of phase against itself, the result is silence. This is exactly what Jesus is talking about here. Flip the action 180 degrees out of phase, and it's gone. It has been defeated. No longer exists.